Do it.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is the Ash Backwards Podcast, a free-form podcast about relevant sports topics. I'm Evan Ash. Today is Tuesday, August 29th, 2017. Follow me on Twitter at AshBackwardsPod. Email me at evanpodcast15@gmail.com. Feel free to follow, tweet, and email the show. Go ahead and like the Facebook page. You can find this podcast and many other great podcasts on the Podomatic app, iTunes, and Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, and Google Play Music. And then check out the YouTube channel. So, I've got Saswat Misra joining me again. Saswat, say hello to everybody.
What's up, everybody? College football's finally here.
It is here. Apparently, we already had some games that
I
didn't
zero,
watch.
Man.
I saw that, in the middle of the night, Stanford beat Rice 62-7.
Yeah.
Imagine being a Rice player. You fly all the way to Australia to get your doors blown off, and then fly all the way back.
Yeah, and they can't even get back to their university because of
oh,
what's
right.
going on right now with Hurricane Harvey.
Oh, right, because Rice is in Houston.
Yeah, I believe they moved their a lot of their practice facility things to Dallas and Fort Worth.
Oh, okay. I know Rice hosted a Super Bowl.
At least for the time being.
Rice hosted a Super Bowl a long time ago. Imagine that.
Really?
Yes.
Huh, I did not know that. Wow.
Yeah, there's a couple colleges that have hosted Super Bowls. There's, I think, Stanford and Arizona State and Rice and Tulane.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tulane.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Before the Superdome
was
that's built.
That's very close. Tulane is in New Orleans, right?
It is.
Okay, so that makes sense.
Yeah. There's probably another one I'm forgetting. Anyway, getting back on topic. So, yeah, college football is back, and I'm pretty excited, too. How excited are you that college football is back?
I've been waiting for this for a very very long time.
Okay.
I am extremely excited that college football is back and ready to watch some football.
All right. Let's. I just want to go down through a quick, short run through of all the conferences. And so that's what this is why I have you on here, because you know way more than me about all the schools that are obscure to me just because they play in the middle of the night or they're thousands of miles away or both. So we'll start with the Pac-12 out on the West Coast. So who do you got in the conference championship game and who wins? And then, if you have any other teams that are worth mentioning out there, go ahead and talk about them too.
All right, yeah. So let's see. That conference is grouped into the North and the South. The North is going to be really competitive. Like, look for the North, the Pac-12 North, to be what the SEC West or the Big Ten East is in maybe a year or two. They got some really good teams there. You got Stanford, you got Washington State starting to get back up. Oregon will always be there, Utah. You got some really talented teams in the Pac-12 North. This year, I will take the... I'm going to go with the Washington State Cougars
Wazoo?
To win that division. Yep, I'm going Wazoo. I really like what Mike Leach was able to do last year. That offense looks really good. And, yeah, I think Washington's probably going to be there as well. But I think this is the year that Washington State pulls through. And in the Pac-12 South, I mean, you got to go USC. I mean, they looked amazing in the last half of last year. Sam Darnold, one of the best quarterbacks in college football this year. And you got to expect that they're going to continue that being really good. Now, I still expect USC to lose a stupid game somewhere. Just lose a game randomly to, like, an Arizona or a Colorado or something like that. But they should still be pretty good. And, yeah, I think USC will win that win the conference.
Okay, so USC over Wazoo.
Yes.
Right. I also have USC win the conference. I have USC over Washington. just kind of going down as I was writing all this stuff up, and I'm like, college football's just so chalky, right? Like, we just kind of,
Yeah,
you
that
know,
is
you see
true.
the ranking, the preseason rankings that I say mean nothing, but I'm like, all these teams are probably going to win.
That's the thing. I mean, with that, the Pac-12 is a really good conference. You know, they have really good teams. But you know, every so often, you kind of see like a team that maybe not a team that you wouldn't least likely expect, but a team that had a good season last year, and they're going to carry on the momentum and do a lot better and even win their division. I see Washington State having that kind of success this year.
Really? All right. That's shocking to me. Okay. Well, we'll see how it plays out. Again, written down in pen and to be posted on the internet forever.
Apple
So,
Cup's going to be a fun game next season
the
with
Apple
Washington versus
Cup.
Washington State.
I don't know that I'll be watching that one, but we'll see. It might be for a national. You know,
Yeah,
winner
that
goes
game
to
can
the
have.
champion, the co conference title game, and then the winner of that game goes to the playoff, that type of thing.
Yeah, not only does that game have Pac-12 North implications, but that could have college football playoff implications as well.
Oh yeah. Now, what about Washington and their schedule? They schedule a whole bunch of cupcakes at a conference,
They
apparently.
did. Yeah. Look, the first game of the season, traveling all the way to Piscataway, New Jersey to play Rutgers.
Oh, right. The college football powerhouse that is Rutgers.
Yeah, birthplace of college football, man. Don't sleep on
You can sleep on them. You can sleep
them.
on them. They haven't been
Yeah.
any. What was the, they haven't been any good for like a decade, right? Like since Ray
Yeah.
Rice.
Yeah, I think a couple, maybe like 5 years ago, they were considered to be decent, but I don't know, just ever since they joined the Big Ten and started playing like big boy opponents, they've gotten smacked.
Oh, well, I mean, start making that big money, right? Getting that
Yeah.
Big Ten TV money. So let's move on to the Big 12. Another conference that nobody plays any defense in the Big 12. Like
Yeah,
all the
defense is kind
scores
of
are
an
like
afterthought.
55 to 49. Right, and they got 55 because they missed the PAT, not because two field goals, but you know, I had a hard time. So, like with the teams I got, I have, well, the Big 12. Since they like making money, just like everybody else, they brought their conference championship game back.
That's right.
But since they only have 10 teams in the Big 12, because math, everybody plays everybody, so they just go. Everybody gets their 9 conference games. And then the top two teams play each other again in Arlington, Texas, at Jerry World for the conference championship game, which I think is fine. So my teams,
I like it too.
I've got Oklahoma over Oklahoma State.
Okay.
I think Oklahoma State's probably a better team than Oklahoma, but Oklahoma always beats Oklahoma State. They always do. Like, Oklahoma State could be the number one team, and Oklahoma could be two, but Oklahoma's gonna beat them again. That's just my feeling, and we're 3, 4 months out. That's how I see it going down. I don't know that Texas is ready for prime time. I don't know about any. I mean, other schools. The big Baylor's a mess. TCU's not
Yeah.
there. What about A&M's not in the Big 12 anymore.
No, they're SEC now. Yeah, so
Who you got?
I like your Oklahoma State pick. I have Oklahoma State in there as well. And I'm not a huge fan of Oklahoma this year. I think that with Stoops gone, there's especially as abruptly as he did.
Oh yeah, he
That
just
could
peaced
end
out.
up hurting them. They're still very talented. Still expect them to win 9+ games, but not the same Oklahoma team that they are before. And I'm gonna have Kansas State. I really like
Oh.
Kansas State.
I thought you were
Yeah,
going to say
they're.
Kansas.
Yes. No. I'm
Like,
not
wait,
picking
what?
Kansas. I am not going with Kansas. Kansas State. They're really good. They almost Kansas State is one of the more consistent teams in the Big 12. I mean, it's really amazing what Kansas State's able to do there. I mean, Bill Snyder is an amazing coach. Had a little controversy with a petty decision to block transfer of one of his players, but regardless, they have a solid team. But I'm looking back at Oklahoma State. Look at their schedule. It's a pretty favorable schedule. I mean, their toughest game is going to be at West Virginia, but
Right,
they
West
play
Virginia's in
Oklahoma
the Big
at home.
12.
Yes, they play Oklahoma at home. I think this is the year they finally knock off Oklahoma. They got a lot of their starters coming back from last year. Mason Rudolph has one of the strongest arms in college football, and I really like Oklahoma State to go 11-1 this year
Oh.
before the Big 12 championship game, and I think they beat Kansas State in the Big 12 championship.
Oklahoma State. All right.
Yes, I like the Pokies.
All righty. Moving on to the Big Ten. The Big Ten with 14 teams. Again,
Yes.
because math. We have, I think the Big Ten, like, all the good teams are on one side. Like, it's like the SEC from, well, maybe not all the good teams, but all the national TV powerhouse sexy big name teams are on the I guess the east side
That is
of
that
the
that's
Big
true.
Ten.
All the sexy powerhouse teams, the historic programs are all on one side. But don't sleep on the West this year. Do not sleep on the West.
I'm gonna sleep on it. I'm sleeping on it. Just
Right.
yeah. I mean, well, let me. I have Ohio State winning the conference, unless something
Okay.
crazy happens, like block field goals returned for touchdowns, and Jim Harbaugh throwing a fit on the sideline and everything.
Yeah, it's funny. They were just Ohio State outplayed Penn State in that game last year. They completely outplayed them, but some special teams blunders led to a Penn State victory there, and
Oh, yeah.
completely. Well, it didn't. At the end of the day, it still didn't ruin their season. Ohio State still made a college football playoff, but oh
Did they,
man.
though? They scored as many points in the playoff as
Well,
Penn State did.
they
Well,
scored as many points in the college football playoff as you or me.
yeah. Yeah, we can't, yeah. So that was rough. So, you can't even be like poor Ohio State. They just won the championship like 3 years ago. So, but
So who
yeah.
you got coming out of the West?
Out of the West, I have the Fightin' Mike Greenbergs, the Northwestern Wildcats out of the
Ooh.
West. Yes, ooh, exactly. I think Northwestern was building, building, building last year. Their one tough game they don't play. I don't think they play Ohio State, Michigan, or Penn State out of the
I'm
East.
looking at their schedule now. They play Penn State.
Oh, they play Penn State.
They play Penn State,
Is
but
that.
yeah, they avoid Michigan. They avoid Ohio State.
Do they avoid Michigan State too?
No, they play Michigan State.
Oh, okay.
Michigan State, they got a lot of problems.
Okay. But yeah, I've got Northwestern's one tough game that got at Wisconsin. I didn't know that.
Yes, at
But
Wisconsin. Also at Nebraska.
at Nebraska.
Yeah.
I mean, all we know about that game is going to be sold out. And then didn't Nebraska go through a series of Hail Marys or something? They kept losing spectacularly.
Yeah, they did. It was pretty hilarious, actually.
Oh yeah.
So,
I just
I'm.
another thing, like you're talking about Penn State outplaying Ohio State in that game, or getting outplayed by Ohio
Yeah,
State.
getting outplayed.
I'm reminded of in 2015 when Florida State was playing at Georgia Tech, and
I knew this is coming.
Yes, Florida State dominated that game, like on the stats. You know how many plays Georgia Tech had in the red zone? Just guess.
Zero?
Yes, zero.
Wow.
And we won.
I mean, hey, here's the thing about well, even football in general, things that can really impact a game. I always say there are always two things that impact a game:
Weather.
your linemen on both sides and turnovers.
Yeah. I mean,
Turnovers especially, because you could completely outplay a team but still lose or have a close game because you lose the turnover ratio.
oh, yeah.
Turnovers are so costly, and in college,
They're
it's
even
even
more
more costlier.
unpredictable.
Yeah.
I mean, college
And
kids are exactly that. They're kids. You don't
yeah.
really know, they're more inconsistent than professional players week to week.
Yep. And watch out, because when those turnovers come in college, the momentum shifts, it can completely change the game.
Oh yeah. And then
Yeah.
what I mean, and then special teams too. You never know when
Yeah.
somebody's kicker is a shankopotamus.
Yes,
Right.
that too. Kickers have college kickers, man.
I mean, some of these kickers, like, they need a map to the goalposts. It's just like, where are you
Yeah.
kicking the ball?
Yep.
So,
Going back to the Big Ten,
oh yeah, we were
now,
talking about the Big Ten.
yes. So I
Who do you
also
have
have
in the Big Ten?
Ohio. So I got Ohio State coming out of the East as well.
Yeah.
I mean, Ohio State lost a lot of talent to the draft, but they reload. Like, they have 4 and 5 stars sitting on the bench.
Oh, right.
They'll be good. Their offense is going to be revamped. I mean, JT Barrett's still there. He's a really good quarterback.
He's like an 18th year senior. He's been there a long time.
Yeah, he's been there a while, man.
Man.
Now, here's the thing. Everyone's saying Michigan is going to take a huge step backwards.
I don't
I don't
think
really see
so.
that. Everyone's like, oh, Michigan, they lost their 11 starters on defense.
They just
Well, I mean,
replaced them with equally good guys.
well, yes, not only that, but Michigan's defense is predicated on the fact that they rotate players in and out. So guys that weren't really labeled as starters still played like a lot of plays, like over 50% of the time. So, I mean, they're not afraid to get in there and, wreck havoc. They still
Oh,
have
yeah.
Rashawn Gary, one of the best defensive players in college football. Wilton Spate's going to be behind center. I like Michigan to still win at least 9, even 10 games this year.
Yeah, I think Michigan's going to be really good. I think Penn State's
Yeah.
going to be determined.
I
I
think Penn
just
State's
think
gonna take a step
a
back.
step back.
Yes. I mean, they won't be awful, but I mean, I really think their 11-2 year, or well, I guess a 10-3 year was kind of a fluke.
Oh. I mean, good for
I
Penn
mean,
State, though. They
a
went through
lot of
all that
things went
stuff.
well for them. Took advantage of the special teams, great play against Ohio State, things like that. I still think they win like 8 games or so, but I'm not sold on Trace McSorley yet. I got to see more.
All right. So
And
who wins the you have Ohio State. Who wins
the
the
West,
West?
I like Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Didn't these two teams play
Yes.
for well, no, 'cause Penn State won the Big Ten last year. You have
Yeah, Penn State beat
OSU over.
Wisconsin.
That was a great
Yes.
game, wasn't it?
So,
I think I was watching some of
yes,
that.
it was. So it's interesting, just again, looking at the schedule, Wisconsin has a really favorable schedule where
They
they
play a bunch
do
of
not.
cupcakes.
Well,
Do they get cupcake games? That drives me up the wall.
they do play some cupcake games, but they play BYU. BYU's definitely not, and they play them in Provo, Utah. That could be a scary game. But the only really tough Big Ten game that I see is Michigan, and they got Michigan at home.
Oh.
Yeah. So they could ride that all the way to the Big Ten championship, and I think Wisconsin beats Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game.
Oh, you said you're
I
just.
like their
I thought you said
I like
Ohio
their
State over
defense.
Wisconsin, but now you have
No,
Wisconsin over Ohio
I think
State.
Ohio State makes it to the Big Ten championship game but loses to Wisconsin. I really like Wisconsin's defense. Ohio State, their schedule at the end of the year just gets really tough.
They'll
They'll
play
probably
at
still beat
Michigan this year.
Michigan, but at Michigan, but they could barely scrape by in that game. And I think Ohio State, I mean, hard to believe, but they could get tired and overlook a very good Wisconsin team, and I think Wisconsin takes advantage of it. I know, hard to believe, but going with a gut feeling here.
Okay, that should be a good one. That Ohio State losing, I don't get the sense that Ohio State will get blown out by a Big
Oh,
Ten
no,
team.
it
So
won't be a
that'd be
blowout, but
a
yeah, it
squeak
won't
of.
be like that, yeah. But consider it still a little bit of revenge for what happened to Wisconsin back in 2014.
What happened to Wisconsen? Oh, that was the
Yeah, the
fifty
Big Ten
something to
championship
nothing.
game where they won, like, Ohio State beat them, like, 56-0.
Okay, because I was at the ACC championship game, and like those two games were happening at the same time, and like we lose, Georgia Tech loses barely, and so we're walking out of there, and people are looking at their phones and stuff, and we're like, "What? Ohio State won by how many points?
They killed him.
Oh my goodness!"
Now, we're going to be making our picks very soon, so I think that'll be the appropriate time to talk about Maryland. So we can move on to the next conference you have.
Alrighty, so the next conference, the SEC. Now, people talk about how great the SEC is and parity and stuff, but it's the same teams every year. It always is. I heard lots of people are picking Auburn to win the West.
Auburn's gonna be good.
I'm not feeling Auburn.
I'm high on Auburn this year.
They do have both home games against Georgia and Alabama at the end of the season, so this is good for Auburn. But I don't know about Auburn. Like they, I'm just not feeling Auburn. And then in the East is a mess, right? Like to win the East, you just have to have your stuff together a little bit. You just don't be all over the place, right?
Yeah, don't be
Right?
a mess.
Yeah, just don't be a mess, okay? Kentucky and South Carolina and Vandy, talking about you people. And then we go to Tennessee,
Oh, Tennessee. Don't get me started with those guys.
Tennessee, who's probably the most talented team, but there's a rule on this podcast and in life, and that Tennessee always blows it.
Oh, yeah.
That
That's for
I
sure.
mean that's what they do.
I can't believe I picked them to win the East last year. That was such a dumb pick.
was terrible.
Oh, and you warned me about it too. You definitely warned me about Tennessee. I was,
Yes.
oh man,
They have it,
why
they
did
had
they
it
do
all
that?
right in front of them, and they just gave it all away. Like when
Butch
they gave up that
Jones.
Hail Mary against Georgia, I called you. I was so disgusted with stupid Tennessee. Winning the whole game is like, oh, well, we don't want to win anymore. And then 2 years ago, I picked Tennessee to beat Oklahoma, and Tennessee's up by 20 points with, 7 minutes left or something, and they figured out how to lose that game. Well, you've
I
got to be
just love how
kidding me.
everything was like okay up until the South Carolina game. Tennessee goes, they go ahead, they finally beat Florida for the first time in
In
forever.
30
They
years or something.
Yeah, well, 12 straight games or 11 straight games, I'm sorry.
It's got to feel like 30 years for Tennessee
Yeah, it
fans.
feels like that's Kentucky. We'll get to that.
Oh.
And then they go ahead and they beat Georgia on that Hail Mary. They lose a close game to Texas A&M in Kyle Field, understandable.
Well, they were
They
down.
lose.
They were down by a whole bunch of points,
Yeah, then a
and they
furious fourth quarter
stormed
rout.
back.
Yeah, nonetheless, still understandable. They lose at home to Alabama, understandable. But then they go and they lose to South Carolina. They lose to
Ew.
Will Muschamp, South Carolina team.
Ew.
Wow.
Oh, jeez.
So,
Woo-wee.
I guess I'll go first with the picks for the SEC.
Oh, yeah.
I told you I was very high on Auburn. I think that they're going to win 10 games this year, but I
Yeah.
still like Alabama.
All right, so.
Alabama's Alabama.
All right, that's one of the rules is tide's gonna roll.
And from the East, Evan, please don't ban me from your podcast.
Well, nobody else knows as much. Well, I mean,
But
you
I
know,
think I
both.
have to pick the Georgia Bulldogs.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, they're pretty solid. They are arguably the most, I mean, talent-wise, they're kind of neck and neck with Alabama. They have a lot of good talent. Kirby
Really?
Smart in that defense is pretty solid.
Couldn't stop the
And
triple option, though.
Jacob
Woo-wee.
Eason, he's pretty good quarterback. And I mean, who else are you going to pick? Florida doesn't really look that dominant this year. They're Antonio Callaway suspended for the first game of the season. The quarterback situation isn't set at Florida.
But Florida's won the East like two or three times with terrible quarterbacks. Remember your boy Treyon Harris?
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't that team
They
win the
kind of won,
East?
they won the conference, or I mean, I'm sorry, they won the division pretty much by default. Who
Right.
else is there? I mean, Kentucky, no.
No.
Vandy, no. Tennessee, God, no.
Not Mizzou either. They're
Yeah, definitely not South
terrible.
Carolina.
No.
So, I mean, I think Georgia wins this at like 9-3.
Okay. All right. Well,
And then obviously Alabama blows them out in the SEC championship game, and Alabama wins the SEC again.
okay. I'm sure that'll be a big one. I've got. I mean, go through all the same reasons you got. Like, I mean, that's on here on the sheet that the tide's gonna roll. Like, I mean, Alabama's Alabama. They just always win. And then if they lose one game, if they go 11-1, then Phyllis is going to be calling Paul Feinbaum and talking about how Nick Saban needs to be fired. So, yes, Nick Saban already he has a statue. He's still coaching, and he
Yeah.
has a statue. Who else has that? They're
Nobody.
coaching at that school, and he has a statue. So, you can't bet against him. In the East, I've got Florida again. Just 'cause
By
I,
default.
yeah, I'm not gonna sit on here and pick Georgia to win. So, there's the first problem. And then Tennessee, you can't count on Tennessee. You just can't. I don't know about Tennessee.
I think Tennessee is going to struggle mightily this year. I don't see them getting to a bowl,
Oh,
and
not even getting to a bowl.
I don't think they win six games this year. They do
Yeah.
not win six or more games this year, and Butch Jones gets fired.
He gets fired.
Yep.
Alrighty.
Tennessee is going to be in shambles this year.
Hot take.
Yeah.
Okay.
Poor Rocky Top.
So I got Bama over Florida. So moving on to what people have argued has been the best conference in college football, the ACC. What do you think in the ACC? The ACC Coastal Division is so ugh.
The ACC Coastal is very hard to predict.
Like all seven teams are all the same ability level. They're all none of them are great, and none of them are terrible.
You do have Virginia in that division too.
Oh, are they? I don't think they're that bad.
No, Virginia is pretty bad.
Oh.
They went 0-3 last year just to start out the season, and they just played a bunch of cupcake games.
They lost their
That's how
cupcakes.
they lost all their cupcake games.
Well, we'll just.
That's how bad Virginia is. Like, people like to make fun of Rutgers so much. Virginia is worse than Rutgers. Yes. Virginia is
No,
worse than
Sasquatch.
Rutgers.
That's comical. That can't be right. Virginia
At
worse
least
than Rutgers.
Rutgers can beat a team like Howard.
Howard. Oh, did Virginia lose to an HBCU? Really?
Let's
That's
find out. How did Virginia fare last year?
yes. We need to find this out because that's ridiculous. You can't possibly tell me that Virginia is worse than Rutgers. Rutgers is one of the worst teams in all of the Power Five. It's them and
Yeah, but
Kansas
I'm
down at the
serious,
bottom.
that's bad. So here we go. Here we go. Virginia lost to FCS Richmond to open up the season last year.
Oh, an in-state?
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. They lost an FCS team. Then they went ahead Well, okay, this one's understandable. They lost to number 24 Oregon in Eugene, understandable.
No.
And then they lost to Connecticut.
UConn.
Yeah, UConn.
Is Randy Etzel coaching there again?
Yes, Randy Edsel's back there. Rocking Randy Edsel, ready to wreak havoc and remove
Did
scholarships
he coach that game? Was he
with
coaching there last
fine
year?
young men. No, he got hired this year.
Oh,
So
okay.
Virginia lost to a team that
That hired
got their
Randy Etzel. They were that
that
desperate.
coat that fired their coach.
Oh, okay.
Virginia only won two games that last year. Central Michigan and at Duke. Somehow
At
beat Duke.
Duke. Okay. How did they do against Georgia Tech? Because they always play Georgia Tech close, and it drives me
No,
crazy.
you guys won 31-17
Okay.
in Bobby Dodd.
Oh. Okay, I was gonna say, wait, I was at that game. No, I went to the game against Duke and against Miami.
So anyway, the Coastal's really hard to predict, but I think Miami is going to win this year.
Oh, yeah.
Miami, with Mark Richt and at the helm, they're doing some pretty good things down there.
Their
Again,
quarterback
it
left for
helps to have
some reason.
Brad Kaya.
Yeah, why?
Oh, to the NFL, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
He left early.
that's what players do sometimes.
But he wasn't a
But
high draft pick.
But Miami's still pretty good. They got that speed factor down there. They host Notre Dame, so that helps. A Notre Dame team that went 4-8.
That doesn't help them win the conference, though.
Yeah, it
Or win the
doesn't,
division. It
but
should.
still,
That should
I
count
think
as a
they win
conference win.
enough games, and they win the all-important game against Virginia Tech to win that division.
Okay.
And
In
in
the
the
Atlantic.
Atlantic, I have FSU.
Okay. And then who
Yeah.
wins in the, Are they gonna
I
allow
have
this
F.
game to be in North Carolina this year, or are we still gonna have a North Carolina's gonna have a bunch of foolishness going on again?
Oh, I don't know what's happening with that.
The schedule says Charlotte, so.
I guess it's still in Charlotte.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have FSU beating Miami in the championship game.
Okay. I also have Florida State. I think Clemson, they finally reached the mountaintop, and now it's time to come back down a little bit. They're not going to be awful, but,
They'll win 10 games.
yeah, they'll be
They'll
really
win 9,
good.
10
They'll
games.
get
Yeah,
to an
they'll be good.
I think they'll get to New Year's Six Bowl or whatever.
Oh, yeah. They'll get a New Year's Six Bowl.
Louisville's going to
For
be
sure.
good, and then the rest of the Atlantic is going to be really terrible.
Yeah.
That's what the Atlantic Division is. And when you're in the Coastal Division, you just hope that you can get when the rotation comes around, you get one of the bad teams. You get Syracuse, BC, or Wake, or NC State, rather than Florida State, Clemson, and Louisville. So I got Florida State in the Atlantic. In the Coastal Division, I couldn't find anything that separated anybody from anywhere. Except for the diploma on the wall behind me. So,
There you go.
yes, I'm going Georgia Tech to win the Coastal, and looks like we'll be riding up to Charlotte for another loss to Florida State. So, I've got Florida State over Georgia Tech. So,
All right.
just real
Well,
quick,
let's talk about.
yeah.
Oh yeah,
Well,
let's recap.
who goes to the playoff? Who goes to the
Oh, the
playoff for you?
playoff. Okay, so I have Alabama at 11-1. I think, well, I'm
Is
going to
that the one
spoil it
team or the four team?
as the one team.
Okay.
Actually, yes, as well, I think they win the SEC, so it'll eventually be 12-1.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Alabama goes 12-1. I think they, well, surprise, I think they beat Florida State in the opener. We'll talk more about that very soon.
Florida State four. Okay.
But they're going to lose somewhere in the SEC, somewhere in the SEC West. And I could
Okay.
very well see it being the Iron Bowl. But
Probably.
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They'll still win and get to the college football playoff.
I mean, who in the SEC West Alabama gonna lose to? Like, really? They're not gonna
I
lose to
think Auburn.
Mississippi State or Ole Miss.
No.
They're not gonna lose to
May
Texas
maybe
A&M.
Texas
No,
Maybe Texas A&M, but
Texas Texas A&M is a
The game's
pretender.
in Kyle Field this year.
So, didn't matter. You should, I watched the
LSU's
game when
always
Johnny
still very
Manziel was playing
talented,
against Alabama at
but
Kyle
I think it's
Field.
going to be against Auburn. Auburn, it looks really good this year.
Yeah, Auburn's trendy. Who's 2 and 3 for you, and
Two and three,
who's left out?
I have the Wisconsin Badgers at two. I think they go
Wisconsin at
12
number
and one.
two.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have Florida State at three. They
Thought you
lose
said
that
Florida
opener.
State was four.
No, Florida State at three. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they lose the opener to Alabama, but then run the table.
Yeah.
Go undefeated in the ACC, win the championship game, finish 12-1.
Okay.
And then at four, the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
Oklahoma State. Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
All right.
And then Alabama beats Oklahoma State in the first semifinal. I think Wisconsin beats Florida State in the second semifinal. And then Alabama beats Wisconsin in the national championship. And Alabama, once again, are your national champions.
All right. Of course, for me, I'm going to go Alabama 1. That's no-brainer. 2 for me. I've got, just picking, going down the list, Ohio State at 2. I like Ohio State. I know the committee loves Ohio State. They're going to get big ratings. It's going to be huge. Everybody loves Ohio State. Number three, people love USC. They'll get it together somehow.
Yeah.
They lose to nobody teams in the middle of the night too. You wake up
yeah,
Sunday morning.
That's why I was hesitant to pick. I did not pick them. I think they're probably going to be they'll probably be the number 5 team.
Yeah. Like while you're getting your fantasy lineup together, like oh USC lost to who? Like what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So USC 3 for me, and then Florida State 4.
Oh. Yeah. And watch out because when USC loses that stupid game, it's a lot of times it's on a Thursday night.
Oh, okay. Won't be standing for that. And then, pretty easy one. Moving on to the championship game, Alabama. Let's go overhead over Ohio State. Alabama gets revenge from a couple years ago.
All right.
In the Superdome.
So we both have Bama.
Yeah. I mean, you got to be pretty bold to pick somebody else. I think.
Yeah, a lot of time it's Alabama or the field.
Right. It's yeah. I mean, that's just the time we're in, you know. Nick Saban's going to retire at some point, and then Alabama might be bad again.
Yep. All right, well, let's talk about some individual games.
Alrighty, so I've got 6 games. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games. So the first game, I saw this on the schedule, I was like, Ohio, number 2 Ohio State at Indiana. On Thursday, August 31st, at 8 o'clock on ESPN, Ohio State is favored by 20 points. So, I think the Indiana team, like, this is their one shot to get Ohio State, right? I certainly don't have Indiana winning, right? But I have Indiana covering the 20. Ohio State wins by less than 20 for me. So, Sass, what do you think about that?
I'm going Ohio State, and I think it's a blowout. Indiana's not ready for this. I don't know why this game was set on national TV Thursday.
That's Ohio State. It's the ratings are huge.
I think it's going to be like 49-7 or something like that. Indiana is not ready for
it's
what's about
Indiana.
To happen to them.
Oh, poor
I mean,
Indiana.
Not a bad team. They're no Rutgers, but I mean, let's be real here. Indiana's not ready for prime time in Ohio State. They're a perennial top 5 team. Come on.
Okay. You have Ohio State minus the 20.
Yes.
Okay. The next game, I went in chronological order. Maryland at number 23, Texas.
Yes, finally get to talk about the Terps.
Yeah, I think, well, Texas is favored by 18.5. I think Maryland covers the 18.5. I don't think Maryland wins, but I think Texas will be like, whoa, we didn't know what we signed up for in this Maryland team, and then finally puts them away late. So that is Saturday, September 2nd, at noon Eastern time,
I will be at that game.
Fox Sports 1. So Sass, what do you think?
I agree with everything you said there. Maryland has one of the toughest schedules in the country. They play at Texas. They play in the Big Ten East, so of course they're going to play teams like Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, and somehow the West teams that we play at Wisconsin, at Minnesota, and home against Northwestern.
Oh,
We can't catch a
just the
break and
best
play like an
teams.
Illinois or a Purdue. We play the three best teams in the Big Ten West. The schedule is absolutely brutal. And I mean, it's sad because this Maryland team is way more talented than they were last year. A top 20 recruiting class is here in College Park. Maryland's running game is one of the best in the Big Ten. Tom Herman called our running backs the presidential backfield. Ty Johnson is a speedy, speedy running back. He is fast. And Lorenzo Harrison and guys like Anthony McFarland or power running backs, they'll run all over you. And the offensive line has another year of experience under them. Very talented offensive line with Richard Merritt, Terrence Davis, Derwin Gray, and Damian Prince. The offensive line will protect these running backs. And if Maryland gets an early lead in games, look out, because they can ride their running backs to victory.
Can they block for
The
him though?
defense, they can. Now,
Okay.
pass blocking is another story.
Oh.
That's something critical there. Defense is going to be pretty solid. Secondary can be an issue, but they got depth. They're young, but they can rotate players in and out. Again, I said this last year with Maryland, and I'll say it again. Quarterback's going to be an issue. Tyler
Oh.
Pickerum has been named the starter. We'll see how long he lasts as the starter. You got guys like Caleb Henderson and Kasim Hill back up, really good quarterbacks in their own right, but young, very young Kasim Hill. And Maryland, overall, I think Maryland wins six games this year.
Even with that tough
Usually six
schedule.
games is boring, but on a tough schedule like what we have here, six games is kind of the best we can hope for, but Maryland gets back to a bowl game, and next year is going to be fun. Next year is going to be fun. Now,
Okay.
coming back to this Texas game,
Yes.
I think Maryland hangs around with Texas. I even think Maryland takes like a early second quarter lead in this game. But when it comes down to it, Texas, they have four and five stars up the wazoo.
Yeah.
They play a very fast style. I mean, Charlie Strong got fired, but he left Tom Herman with a lot of good talent, and I think that talent is ultimately going to take over in the fourth quarter. I have Texas winning the game, but Maryland covers.
Okay, so Maryland.
Yeah, I think Texas wins by one touchdown.
Yeah, Texas winning. Okay, moving on to the next game. Also in the state of Texas, Michigan, number 11, Michigan. Versus number 17, Florida. Michigan is favored by 3.5. This game is at J.R. Arlington, Saturday, September 2nd at 3:30 on ABC. I have Michigan, and I'm minus the 3.5. I'm definitely feeling what Jim Harbaugh is doing up there at Michigan. Florida's got these guys suspended. I feel like this line has flipped since those people got suspended. Yeah, Florida.
Probably.
Yeah. I don't think Florida's gonna hang in there. I think Michigan wins big.
Yeah, I have Michigan by at least two touchdowns too.
Three touchdowns.
Two touchdowns. Florida got those guys suspended, including Antonio Callaway, their best playmaker on offense.
He made that
And
big play
Florida
against
still
Tennessee when they blew the game.
He caught the pass on fourth and 14. But nonetheless, Florida has quarterback issues. They don't. They st We still don't know who's going to start for Florida. It could be Felipe Franks. Could be Luke Del Rio. It could even be Malik Zaire, the Notre Dame transfer. And regardless, I think the three of them are going to struggle. Michigan has less question marks. They're young, but they're still talented. I think Michigan is better equipped for this game than Florida. And yeah, they win by two touchdowns.
Okay. I feel like Treon Harris is now the standard for bad quarterback play at Florida. Is anybody worse than him on Florida now?
I mean, I know a lot of Florida fans will love to say Jeff Driscoll.
Oh.
Jeff
Okay.
Driscoll was awful during especially the time that I was there.
Oh boy.
Pick Six City.
Like Matt Schaub.
Yeah.
All right, so you got Michigan. The biggest game of the weekend, Saturday night, September 2nd, 8 o'clock on the ABC. Florida State or number three Florida State versus number one Alabama. This is to open the new Mercedes-Benz Stadium that costs $1.5 billion here in
That's a
Atlanta.
nice stadium too.
Yeah.
Listen, I gotta make a trip down to Atlanta just to go see the stadium.
And to get
It is
bottomless fountain
nice.
drinks. You have so much
Yeah,
soda, your head
apparently
will explode.
affordable beer.
Oh. Oh yeah, $5 or something. I mean, it's just you just got to be careful not to have a repeat of, no, in Cleveland at an Indians game they had 10-cent beer night
I
a
saw
long time
the
ago.
SportsCenter special on that. That was
Yeah,
ridiculous.
the Indians
Yeah.
had to forfeit the game because there were
Yeah.
70,000 drunk people and about to burn the stadium
Yeah,
to
you
the
know,
ground.
that's the thing. Like, I always think to myself while I'm at games, like, why is the beer so expensive? But then
Yes, so
when
that
you
you don't
really
have
think
that
about it,
situation. That's why.
it's probably a good idea that the beer is that expensive. So, you know, things can be a little bit more controlled.
Right.
So we'll see just how long those beer prices stay at $5.
Yeah, there's going to be some wildness. And of
Yeah, some
course, this stadium
chaos.
has a Chick-fil-A in it, and the Chick-fil-A will not be open for seven of the Falcons' home games because they're on Sundays. So that was a big story on social media.
So who you got?
Alabama is favored by 7 points. Now we know the tide's going to roll, right? We know that. But I think Florida State covers the 7. I think Florida State loses by a field goal or 4 points. It's going to be a close one, a national TV slobber knocker, a classic game. I've got Alabama in a tight one. But Florida State covers the 7. How about you?
So this is a very interesting game because what these two teams are fighting for essentially is a safety net. If you win this game, you get a safety net, meaning that I think if Alabama wins this or if Florida State wins this, they could lose any game that they have later on that season and still make a college football playoff.
Probably.
Meanwhile, the other team that loses has no room for error, absolutely no room for error.
I don't think that's completely true. I think either one of these teams that loses, I feel like they get a mulligan. Like if, for example, if Florida State loses to Alabama and loses to Clemson, but still wins the ACC and still wins the
That'll put
ACC.
them at 11-2.
Yeah, I think they're in. You mean you
Depends what
lost to
other.
the two teams that played for the title game
Depends what
last
other
year?
teams do. Depends what other teams do.
I mean, I would put it. I mean, does two losses to Alabama and Clemson is that better than 2 wins over for
Well, let me ask you.
Washington
Well,
over Cupcake 1 and Cupcake 2 that they're
here. Well,
playing?
I had this interesting conversation about Wisconsin last year. Wisconsin beat LSU to open the season, and before the Big Ten championship game, they lost to Michigan and Ohio State. Michigan and Ohio State were number two and number three at the end of the season last year,
I think
at
you
least
had
the
that
end of the
on this
regular season.
podcast.
And let's just say for ha-has that Wisconsin beat Penn State.
Yeah.
Do you think they deserve to be in the college football playoff?
I mean, they deserve to be in the discussion, just like
Yeah.
Michigan was in the discussion.
Yeah. But nonetheless, there's a whole bunch of scenarios need to play out.
Yeah.
Going back to Alabama, Florida State, I think Alabama wins this game, and I actually have them winning by probably by a touchdown.
Probably. Well, it's a 7-point
It's
spread,
a
so
seven.
yes, it's a seven.
All right, let's make it 10 points then.
10 points, Alabama.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Alabama.
Okay.
In the over.
Written in pen.
Alabama just Florida State. One thing about Florida State, they're really good. They're almost flawless, but their one flaw is can they protect DeAndre Francois? Francois took a beating last year.
Oh,
There's
yeah.
this one game I remember specifically, Florida State against Clemson. On that
Oh.
final drive where Florida State was trying to come back, Francois just kept getting hit and hit and sacked and sacked. They could not protect Francois at all. And I think things will be better this year, but that's going to be a key thing in this game. Alabama has a lot of speedy defensive linemen. They're going to get to the quarterback a lot, and I think that's going to prevent Florida State from winning this game. At the end of the day, I think both teams make the college football playoff.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, well, we already said that. So, all right, you have Alabama. All right, and then a game I saw on the schedule kind of interested me a little bit. We probably won't have to talk about this too long. Number 22 West Virginia versus number 21 Virginia Tech. This game is in Landover, Maryland at FedEx Field. Virginia Tech is favored by 4 points. Sunday, September 3rd at 7:30 on ABC. I have Virginia Tech. I'm giving the 4 points. I know growing up in the DC area, it was like Virginia Tech was a DC school somehow, and it's a 4.5 hour drive away. Down the middle of nowhere. I
Wexford,
trust what
Virginia.
Virginia Tech does. I West Virginia to me, they're a Jekyll and Hyde team sometimes. They look really good and sometimes they look really bad, and I think Virginia Tech is more consistent and more trustworthy. So I'm picking Virginia Tech.
I have Virginia Tech in a blowout. There's no way, no way I will predict West Virginia to win a game on your podcast or just anywhere. No way. I don't hate West Virginia as much as you hate Georgia, but I don't like West Virginia.
Okay. And then the finale, wrapping it up. I remember last year when I had you on around this time, it was the biggest kickoff weekend ever. This weekend is good. It's not the greatest and stuff.
Yeah, I don't think it's as good as last year. I mean, last year we had like everything. We had Alabama USC. We had a lot of other great games. Like Notre Dame Texas, probably the game of the year, but both teams kind of fell off after that.
Kind of
Even
fell
Florida
off.
State Ole Miss was really good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All
I
right.
was entertained that Thursday to Tennessee, number 9 Tennessee, almost losing
Oh,
to
yeah.
Appalachian State.
Well, Appalachian State's kicker was a true freshman and a shankopotamus. They could have
College
won if
kickers.
he could, find the goalposts.
Yep.
So last game, speak of Tennessee, number 25 Tennessee versus Georgia Tech. Tennessee,
They're ranked?
yes, ranked number 25.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I was reading the polls. Georgia Tech didn't get any votes in the AP poll, but we got 10 votes in the coaches poll. And then I saw that Maryland got one vote in the coaches poll.
Yeah, I guess who voted for Maryland?
Don't know. I guess Maryland's
T.J.
coach.
Durkin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might as well. Tennessee is favored by 3 points. This is on Monday, September 4th at 8 o'clock on ESPN. I know. I went through all that stuff saying you can't count on Tennessee to do this, and you can't count on Tennessee to do that, and they're terrible and they choke all the time and everything. But I mean, I'm just not feeling Georgia Tech. I don't think we get it done this time. And it would be a huge deal if an ACC team beats an SEC team 3 straight games. Like our last 2 games last season was at Georgia, a win, and then the TaxSlayer.com Bowl down in Jacksonville. Is that a yawn on the TaxSlayer.com Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah, the TaxSlayer.com Bowl.
Surprised to hear that. was trying to keep that as discreet as possible.
Oh, okay. I mean, you know, it's 2017. The microphones are sensitive, maybe.
That's true.
Yeah, we beat Kentucky in that bowl game down in Jacksonville, and then we've got Tennessee. So I mean, they're all SEC East teams.
I mean,
teams,
they are all SEC East teams.
But they're SEC teams, and everybody loves the SEC. How great the SEC is! The SEC.
I'm
picking Tennessee. Unfortunately,
I'm going Georgia Tech here. I'm feeling your Yellow Jackets, man.
No, you have Georgia Tech.
Well, mostly. Well,
plus
actually,
three.
I'm not really feeling your Yellow Jackets.
You're not.
Per se, more than I'm.
You're unfeeling Tennessee.
Tennessee. Sucks.
Okay.
Yeah.
GT
this is
going to
be the start
three.
Of the demise of the Tennessee Volunteers, and it's going to be bad.
You have Georgia Tech winning the game too, or just cover?
I mean, Georgia Tech. Didn't you say Tennessee was favored?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Georgia Tech wins the game probably by one touchdown.
Okay. Okay. Hmm. I'm looking forward to that. It should be a fun weekend.
Yeah, it's a lot of good. They're good games. Like you said, not as good as last year, but you know, you got a lot of interesting games, interesting teams as well. And what I really like is, like, I remember after week one, week two. I mean, week two had some pretty good games last
week
year,
two
but there were no
Cupcake
like
City.
Big time. There are no big time games, but there are a lot of big time games coming up in week two as well. I know Oklahoma travels up to Ohio State.
Well, Ohio State blasted Oklahoma last year in what was supposed to be a big game. That was in Norman.
Yeah. Yeah, because Houston ended up upsetting the Sooners. Auburn is going to play at Clemson in week two.
That should be a good one.
Yeah, and Auburn is going to be much, much better.
I haven't been to a game at Clemson. Should ride up there for one of those. It's only like 2 hours away.
Yeah, just go check it out. I mean, go touch the rock.
I've actually, when I was applying to schools, I visited Clemson. I applied to Clemson. And I got to stand, like, you know, when the players get off the bus and run down the hill, we stood at the top of the hill. The gate was closed, but we stood there. It was April,
nice.
I think. So that was pretty cool. That stadium is so big. Like, most of the ACC stadiums hold, like, 50, 60,000. Like, I feel like you could fit all the other ACC stadiums inside of the Clemson one.
I mean, schools like Clemson and Florida State, they're SEC wannabes. They have the SEC culture to them. You got their crazy football fans, big stadiums, huge fan bases,
Like, I know a bunch of...
they play in a basketball conference.
Yeah, well, I mean, the ACC's, it's turning to a football conference. It's one of the conferences that does both really well, I think.
Yeah.
Especially with the addition...
I mean, just in general, a very good athletic conference.
Oh, yeah. Because, like, I mean, and you look at certain schools, like, looking at, Kansas and Indiana... Right, they're clearly basketball schools in a football conference, and Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
right? Like,
yep.
You know, they talk about football being the biggest thing ever, but then at these couple schools, just wait until basketball season, and then it's a whole different. It's like it's a different school altogether. You know,
yep.
We're so terrible on the football field, the basketball rolls around, it's a whole nother story.
Yeah, you get that vibe at Maryland too.
Oh yeah, I mean Maryland. Maryland's basketball arena's, how much does it seat in there? Like 20,000 people?
17,950.
Oh, okay. Well, Georgia Tech, I think our place is smaller than Cameron Indoor Stadium in terms of seating capacity. It's like,
wow.
I think it's like 8,100 or something.
Wow, even in Atlanta.
Yeah, it's little. But one thing it's nice about that, it's little, but it's intimate, though. It's very tight. And you
at least you get
close.
That feel of a good college basketball arena.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, at Maryland, it's just
gotta
so
start
big.
Recruiting, man.
Yeah. So, we'll have you back on for, we might talk a little college football playoff. If I get some time, it's going to be busy. And then for the the tournament, of course. So yeah, you have anything to add? Looking forward to the college season.
Oh yeah, definitely looking forward to it. I'll be in Austin, Texas this weekend, watching the Terps. Hopefully, get a win, but should be a good time. A lot of cool bars, nightlife down in Austin. Going to be watching as many games as I can as well.
Okay, alrighty. Well, I don't have anything else, so that'll wrap up this week's show. Hope to have a new show for you next week. I'm sorry it's been. See, the last show was April 2nd, maybe. And
wow.
it's now August 29th, so it's been almost 5 months. So I say I hope to have a new show for you next week. And I do hope that, but it's been tough schedule-wise. So you can check out this show on Podomatic.com, the Podomatic app, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, Google Play Music. Like the Facebook page, Ash Backwards Podcast. Follow me on Twitter at Ash Backwards Pod. Email me at evanpodcast15@gmail.com. Check out the YouTube channel. Thank you to all the listeners. I know this will be a little surprise, just popping up in your podcast feed. You refresh the thing, or you wake up in the morning like, whoa, new Ash Backwards Podcast. Appreciate all the feedback. I know people have reached out to me. So I really appreciate that. So for Saswat Misra, I'm Evan Ash, and this has been the Ash Backwards Podcast. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next week. See ya.
Enjoy the games.